We're not against rap. We're not against rappers. But we are against those.
Something big about to happen. I hear the beat tapping.
We some fly rhyming felines rapping on the track. Better yet, grab a gat, cause we hot like.
Enzo, doors closed, windows up, cause that's the way we like to ride. Windy City hitting.
Check mic 1, 2, 1, 2. We live, baby.
Hey, what's up, Chicago? And welcome back to episode 499 of Speak Your Mind Radio. I am your hostess with the mostest, Queen Star, aka Ms. Hip Hop. And today I want to talk about some of my favorite 90s jams from growing up as a kid in Chicago on the South Side. Now, before we get really into it, I want to let each and every one of you know that if you have a Spotify account, which is free, you can hear each and every music that I'm going to play. So let's get started. Okay, so one of my favorite jams that I remember distinctly growing up as a kid was Montel Jordan 1995 hit song, This Is How We Do It. It's Friday night and I feel all right. The party's here on the west side. Boy, this was one of those cuts that everybody couldn't wait to hear on Friday nights. Everybody just got paid too. I mean, everybody's radio stations is set to 107.5 WGCI. It was a time to be alive in truly an era filled with real authentic love and awareness. Let's take a listen, shall we? Okay, so let me just give you guys a fun fact about Montel Jordan real quick. Now, the Grammy-nominated multi-platinum recording artist has had numerous Billboard number ones and is an executive pastor now for Victory World Church in Georgia. Yep, he's a reborn Christian. Isn't that cool? Now, speaking of church, the 90s wouldn't be nothing without a little bit of gospel music. Now, growing up in the Baptist church on the south side of Chicago, I learned that putting God first was everything. And my heart was always led to songs like the 1997 song Stomp by Kirk Franklin. That track, Stomp, was a massive song that peaked on a Billboard 200 album chart, making Kirk's album God's Property the first gospel album to hit the top of the charts of the R&B and hip-hop albums. The album God's Property sold over 3 million units and is one of the best-selling gospel albums of all time. I think Kirk did that at a perfect time where unity and love was really implemented in the 90s. We loved each other. We had block parties. We watched out for one another. Neighbors knew each other. They knew which kid belonged to which family, you know? I think that the reason why God's Property scored so high on the Billboard charts is because he had the attention of young people in hip hop. You know, gospel rap is really hot right now. So I think that Kirk Franklin, yeah, he's one of the people that opened the doors for gospel rappers to come through. And now we kind of just call it conscious rap, you know what I'm saying? Because we know there's a Most High somewhere, you know what I mean? Whether you believe it's God, Jah, or anything else, you feel me? Yeah. Okay, so let's move on. That's another song that I grew up listening to as a child. And it's a love song. It's 112 Cubit. This song came out in 1996. And I just love the 90s where it was filled with a lot of boy bands who could harmonize and paint a realistic picture of real love, you know? So dating in the 90s was so magical. Even though I was a child, I stayed fantasizing about true love inside of my head. And this track speaks volumes when it comes to love, you know what I mean? So let's give it a listen, because I know you guys remember 112 Cubit. Okay, So finally, you guys, but not least, one of my favorite 90s songs growing up would be Iris by the Goo Goo Dolls. This particular song came out in 1998, it was featured in the 90s film City of Angels with Meg Ryan and Nicolas Cage. Absolutely fabulous film about a fallen angel who gives up his immortality for the faith of love, which is beautiful because love is the highest frequency in the universe, you know? Now, the whole soundtrack of City of Angels was phenomenal. I mean, we're talking about great songs like The Unfeeling Kiss and Spreading Wings by Gabriel Yardit. Oof. And so many more, you know what I mean? But what's interesting about this track, Iris, by the Goo Goo Dolls, is it's the biggest heartbreak song that there ever was. Like, the feeling of really losing something that you're desperately trying to find. Here's a fun fact. Vocalist and guitarist John Rzynek was going through a great deal of, I would say, depression, because when writer blocks impede, you can't write a thing, you know what I mean? So the artist was struggling at the time with his identity, and he suffered from what I call imposter syndrome, like to the point where he felt guilty for being so creative. Like, what? Are you kidding me? Like, him and his wife at the time had just broken up, and you know, John had met a new girl where he was really into. So he was looking for something to hold on to at that time, and he was living inside of a hotel when he was offered to write a single for the movie City of Angels. It became a perfect opportunity to get out of that funk. Now, he had broken two strings on his guitar, and as he was winding them back up in like an up and down weird motion where he described, something just happened magical, and the song just poured out from that interaction with the guitar. And he knew that it was a gift from God. So that feeling he had of hopelessness, it came pouring out of him in the verses of the song. You know, the song received several Grammy nominations and a lot of thank yous from fans who really was into the song. And like I said, the soundtrack itself was awesome. There's one thing about this song. In 2018, Iris, the song went quadruple platinum. Can you believe that? It's like a tongue twister, quadruple platinum. Talk about a blessing in disguise as a masterpiece. Like, when your darkest moment, a big massive blessing comes out of that. That's why when you go through things and you're feeling a certain way where you don't want to necessarily go to anybody and talk about your problems, but you kind of want to keep them to yourself, something is brewing. It's called the breakthrough. When that breakthrough comes, you'll see why you had to go through what you had to go through before you get to what you really wanted, which is your heart desires. And I know life is funny. It works out in the strangest way, but breakthroughs are coming from your deepest troubles, I promise you. Well, anyway, I want to get out of here. I just want to do this special episode on my favorite 90s jams. I hope you enjoyed it like I enjoyed it too. I'm actually going to look at the City of Angels movie very soon. I love you guys so much, from Chicago to everywhere you are. And I will talk to you guys later. Salutes and have a great day. Peace out.